Welcome back into Upon Further Review, and throughout the year, we're going to take a look at some of the notable college football games on the docket each week, and today, talking all things Oregon with Eric Scopel, 24/7. The Ducks have a big matchup coming up with Penn State. Eric, how are we doing today, man?
Busy, a lot going on here. Sister's getting married tomorrow, and excited to watch a football game on Saturday.
Yeah, it sounds like very hectic times there. I guess just first off, handful of games into the Oregon season. What are the early observations and musings on what you've seen from the 2025 Ducks?
I think I'd start with just like broadly, they're ahead of expectation from where I'm standing. I think you look at it and you went, gosh, only four starters back from obviously one of the best teams in the country last year. Figures there's going to be some growing pains, especially when those losses include quarterback and you're replacing it with somebody who has a handful of starts and not at this university. And frankly, not a very impressive selection of starts. So I kind of went in thinking, yeah, they're going to win these first four games, but there's probably going to be some growing pains. There's probably going to be some moments that looked like last year. I think people forget to start 2024. This was an Oregon team that barely gets by Idaho to start. Even a closer game the next week against Boise State. And there were people kind of around the country going like, what do we do with Oregon? And they end up falling, you know, four or five, six spots down in the eight people, you know, even though they won games. And I kind of anticipated it might feel that way a little bit in 2025. And frankly, there hasn't really been a sense of that. I'd say they played, you know, 14 of 16 quarters up to standard, up to the expectation that Dan Lanning sets for this program. A couple quarters there, you know, sandwiched in the middle at Northwestern, fourth quarter, didn't play very well there, gave up a couple late scores. First quarter last week in the Civil War against Oregon State, played that 7-7, but broadly, other than that, you kind of look at it and go like they've thrown the ball really well. A lot of explosive plays in this offense. The run game's been more productive than maybe I expected considering the losses there. And then defensively, they're starting three freshmen, a bunch of other sophomores, transfers. I mean, like basically the majority of the guys they're starting are guys that weren't even on the roster a year ago. And yet you look up and say, hey, they're playing really well, haven't given up a passing touchdown through 4 weeks. So yeah, I'd say ahead of schedule and certainly a lot of questions as I've been kind of saying this all week as well, like feels like you're taking up, if you're on the staircase, you kind of took a couple small steps up from Montana State, Oklahoma State, Northwestern, Oregon State. And now you're leaping up five or six steps to get to Penn State in Happy Valley this week. So huge test, really curious to see kind of what the takeaways are there.
Yeah. And as you mentioned, you know, coming into the year, the quarterback spot with Dante Moore was an area maybe of skepticism. He was a highly touted recruit at UCLA. Got thrown to the fire his freshman year, was up and down, and then was a backup at Oregon last year behind Dylan Gabriel. I mean, he's came out and played really, really well to start the year. What are you seeing from him, and what does this maybe kind of mean for the expectations for him going forward?
I think the thing that stands out most with Dante is just the decision-making and the demeanor. You go back to that season at UCLA, he made five starts. And the reason he didn't make, you know, five more or seven more is because he was yanked after throwing three interceptions in Corvallis against Oregon State. And what was a really disappointing performance, had a really low completion percentage, just wasn't accurate, made a lot of wrong decisions. And I think you can suggest some of that is related to what's going on with the Bruin offense. They're kind of a program in chaos even back then. But you just kind of didn't know if he was going to be the right decision maker with the football. Certainly, you had questions about how he would handle a new offense as well. I think he's looked like a veteran. You know, Oregon's been spoiled the last 2 years with Dylan Gabriel and Bo Nix running Will Stein's offense, two guys who finished the year in New York City as Heisman Trophy finalists. I don't think he's quite as polished necessarily, but the decision-making has been kind of on par with what you would expect from a senior quarterback, not a sophomore. 11 touchdowns, one interception. The one interception, I think he and Coach Lanning both agree, was the right read, but maybe the wrong time to throw the ball, just considering it was into 15, 16 mile per hour winds at Northwestern. Really hasn't been a case of he's forcing the ball into places he shouldn't. He's made the decision to tuck it and run if things weren't there when pressured, and or throw the ball away. And I think that's just kind of the sign of a veteran quarterback. And talk about expectations the rest of the way. Well, I think he's right in the middle of a Heisman Trophy race currently. It's probably way too early to really know exactly, but you know, if he goes out and performs well this weekend at Beaver Stadium against what's going to be I mean, this will be his second road environment as an Oregon Duck, and the first was in front of 12,000 fans. This one's going to be in front of about 106, 107,000 fans. Pretty disparate environments, I guess. But if he handles things well this weekend, and Oregon comes out with a victory, I think there'll be folks talking about him as the one of the candidate, one of the front runners, maybe the front runner on the betting odds because of Mateer's injury. So a lot open to him. I think he's certainly been a player that most Oregon fans are impressed with, and again, like a lot of this team, feels a little ahead of schedule.
Yeah, and just one more general thought on the offense. Aside from obviously the impressive play of Dante Moore early on, what is there to like right now there in Eugene about what you're seeing from their offense?
I think that the thing that also stands out is, you talk about they had to replace all their skill players. They lost Jordan James to the NFL, that all their receivers and tight ends are either in the NFL or no longer with the team. Evan Stewart was expected to be kind of that alpha on the outside. He goes down with a knee injury in June. He's not available right now. I think there's optimism he plays at some point this season. So there was, this is kind of in my calculus of maybe some early season growing pains was you got a new quarterback and most of the guys around him haven't really played here very much either. And I just think it's been really impressive the depth and kind of versatility and different types of skill talent they've had. Kenyon Sadiq at tight end was probably the biggest known commodity coming in. There's a chance he's the first tight end drafted in April next year. This guy has all the physical tools in the world, and those are flash. And then true freshman DeCorian Moore, you never know what to expect with a true freshman. Dan Lanning hasn't played or started really any of them in his time, and he was day one their starting outside receiver and ultimately like probably their most impressive outside receiver on the roster. He's incredibly dynamic in basically every facet of the game, whether it be the screen game, intermediate, or going downfield, where he's had, quite a bit of success as well. So I think those two stand out as pass catchers. Malik Benson's probably the third to mention. He had a kind of an up and down run at Alabama, up and down run at Florida State. Was the former number one overall JUCO player in the country about 3 years ago. He's come in and with Evan Stewart out, really kind of resumed that role as the take off the top of the defense guy with his speed down the field. He's been hit numerous times. He stands out. And then I'll touch on it briefly in the backfield. They brought in Mekhi Hughes, this big time transfer. I think from Tulane, he was the most celebrated in terms of yardage over the course of the last two seasons in terms of a returner. Well, he's been like fifth man on the pecking order so far for the Ducks this year. They've really rotated between a bunch of guys. I expect that'll shift and change a little bit on Saturday, but it's been the versatility of this running back room that's really stood out, and incorporating a couple of true freshmen, a little thunder and lightning there with Jordan Davison and De'Aaron Hill, who I think have very, very bright futures at Oregon, and I think have been maybe brighter a little sooner than expected.
And maybe this next one's a tough question to answer because they have been pretty, impressive through the first 4 weeks. But is there anything right now that you see as a cause of concern, heading into this big game on Saturday?
I think the big one is just run defense. I guess two, run defense, and then kind of just how does the young team handle this atmosphere? I mean, that's one of the things that I kind of touched on a minute ago. And just to kind of stick with that part is it's one thing to beat up teams at Autzen, which is an incredibly friendly home environment. It's another thing to go on the road and to go onto the road to a place that's known to be one of the most difficult stadiums to win at that has an incredible fan base. It's going to be a whiteout game. Penn State hasn't lost, I think, their last five or six of those. So, there's the deck kind of stacked against you from an environment perspective, especially when you look up and go, so many freshmen, so many sophomores, just a lot of first, second, and third year guys that are big time players who either have not started here or or certainly not experienced in environments quite like this one. So I think that stands out, especially with Dante Moore. Again, he's been really impressive at home. It's pretty impressive at Northwestern. What's it look like when there's 106, 7,000 people yelling at you before every snap? And then the run defense. Oregon beat Penn State in the Big Ten championship game last year, but I think some people, certainly not Oregon fans or Penn State fans, but some people forget that the Nittany Lions ran for almost 300 yards in that game. It was like 297. Oregon has completely different defensive line personnel. They have all three, hand down starters are in the NFL now, first, second, and third round draft picks. Some really talented players, and they've replaced them with a lot of young, exciting, athletic players that just haven't really been in this kind of a moment. So I think that's the big concern is how does this kind of young Oregon defensive front stack up against a Penn State offensive line that brings back all five starters?
What will the Oregon path to victory on Saturday? What will that have to look like?
Yeah, I think that I'll stick with what I just said. I think, you know, the run game is imperative on both sides of the ball. I think Oregon needs to establish the run. You can't lean fully on Dante Moore. I think he's talented enough to keep you in a game. But, you know, I don't think you want him throwing the ball 35, 40 times. I think that's a recipe for either a loss or a game that you're very fortunate to win. And then on the other side, I mean, it's hard to overlook the fact that Penn State has two really dynamic runners with Catron Allen and Nick Singleton, and then this offensive line, which I know has been a little up and down to start the season, but still a lot of talent, a lot of experience. You know, can Oregon stack up there? Do they have some schematic, you know, weapons in their toolbox that maybe they didn't utilize last year? I think those are important things. And again, I think another thing is just being kind of ready for the moment. Like, you know, how do you handle this atmosphere? Because I think on paper, like if this game was played at a neutral site, I think Oregon has a great chance to win this game. I still think they have a good chance to win this game on Saturday. But, you know, they're just as talented, maybe more talented than Penn State in a lot of, you know, a lot of important parts of this game. I would take Dante Moore over Drew Aller, you know, in most circumstances, but maybe not this one, right? Like you have to kind of question what kind of mistakes he might have in his first true road environment as a starter, and especially in a game like this top six matchup that's going to have so much attention, so many eyeballs on it.
Going to be fun to watch for sure. Again, that's Eric Scopel talking all things Oregon football for 24/7. Eric, appreciate the time today and enjoy the weekend.
All right. Thank you, sir. Bye.